Hi, Professor. I wanted to talk to you about the French play.
Hello, Alice. What did you want to talk about it for?
Well, you know how I have to act a part? I would really just prefer to help set up the stage. Work is like a theater tech. Is there any way we can work that out?
I'm afraid we don't have a budget for setting up the stage. It's just going to be bare.
Oh, so like no props or effects or anything?
Yeah, we would like to implement those things in the future, but it's just not feasible right now.
That's a bummer. I've really liked that stuff, and so I was hoping to kill two birds with one stone, avoid acting, and do something I want to learn more about instead.
It's nice that you're interested in some element of the play. There are other things you can focus on, though.
Really? Like what?
You could focus more specifically on the story itself and the development of characters in the play.
So, like, figuring out what the characters' motivations are and what drives them, like that?
Yes. It's especially important given that there are no props and effects. Then the success of the play relies entirely on the quality of the play's writing and acting.
Okay, I mean, maybe if I can work to improve the story or just understand it a bit better, I'll like it a bit more and won't mind as much being in it.
That's what I'm hoping. I know sometimes in school it feels like you're being forced to do all these things you don't want to do. But if you view it with that attitude, then of course you'll get nothing out of it. Instead, just try to approach everything in an open way. You never know what might happen.
Life advice, huh?
Well, I just try to help when I can. If I can ease the issues you're having with this play, then I'd like to, but not necessarily by just making it easier for you and giving you a different job.
So even if the play had the budget for setting up the stage, I should still be focusing on these other things to challenge myself, do something different, and learn from it?
That is what I would advocate, yes.
I think I'm starting to understand.
Good, good. Now one more thing.
What's that?
When considering the story itself, just remember that not everyone in the audience will speak French, so they may not understand the language.
Can we just convey more of the story through action and tone then?
Yes, those are great things to keep in mind. Many things are universal, and making sure not to overlook those elements such as gestures, I think you will ensure that more people get something out of the play.
All right, you've given me a lot of good stuff to think about. Thanks, Professor.
You're welcome. Good luck with the play.